Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 263 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for November 18th is, what if you committed to working on a project and experienced failure in your work every day for the next year, but you kept coming back every day, trying new things, searching for new resources, and persisting through all the adversity? Explain whether or not you would be closer to reaching your full potential at the end of the year. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of seeking excellence. Seeking excellence is one of our inside or mindset fundamentals. It's paired up with the outside action fundamental of growing character skills, which we will discuss tomorrow. Excellence is living up to our full potential in all we do. We need to repeatedly search for ways to give our best and become our best in every role in our lives. Some people place a high emphasis on winning. They need external results to make them feel good and give them confidence, and to give them the status and recognition as a winner. For these people, it's not necessarily about growth. In fact, a lot of times these people have a fixed mindset and are completely against growth. They want to prove they are the best. And if you're already the best, you just have to prove it. You don't need to learn, grow, and change to get any better. For them, they are either number one or they are no one. Failure is devastating, and for many of these people, they wouldn't even embark on a new project if success wasn't guaranteed, or they would quit after just one or two days of failure. There are also some people who don't focus on comparing themselves to others and don't need to show their superiority to anyone else. These people switch from trying to be the best to trying to give their best. They understand they don't control anyone else, and they focus on their own effort and attitude. They're willing to experience some failure and learn and grow from it. But after a while, they want to know when all the hard work is going to pay off. When are they going to be rewarded and appreciated for everything they've done? They need some small wins to boost their morale, and although they will make it much further than our first group, who is focused on being the best, they probably won't be able to make it for an entire year. And then there are some people who give it their best shot. This is giving it our best, like the second group, but they'll be able to experience failure and still come back every day with the same attitude for a year. In fact, they can come back and give it their best every day for the rest of their lives. For these people that are giving it their best shot, they're giving it their best effort, and they're not buoyed or deterred by external results. They continue to reload, aim, and fire at their target every day. And their mentality is, I can, I will, I must, regardless of the odds. When we give it our best shot, we are able to delay gratification, and we're able to see that losses can really be wins. When we're able to see that every loss can really be a win, we're not talking about everyone getting a trophy just for participating, or that every student deserves to get an A just for completing the assignment. We're talking about accepting a poor external result and helping it change us internally so we can do better next time. Excellence is about forward, relentless progress, no matter if we lose or win externally. In fact, excellence has nothing to do with results. It has everything to do with growth and the quest to reach our full potential, which we don't even truly know what the limit of that potential is. So how about you? What if you committed to working on a project and experienced failure in your work every day for the next year, but you kept coming back every day, trying new things, searching for new resources, and persisting through all the adversity. Would you be closer to reaching your full potential at the end of the year? As teachers and coaches, part of seeking excellence is trying to develop the best lesson plans to teach our content or the best practice plans to teach the sport we coach. But what if our project we were going to work on every day for the next year was our relationships with our students and athletes, instead of achieving something externally? What if we looked at the grades our students received or the amount of skill they had in their sport simply as a byproduct of our relationship with them? And when we do that, let's remember that we're not going to be perfect. There are going to be times of failure, but we can always keep giving it our best shot. We can keep learning, growing, and changing so we can increase our impact on our students and athletes by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.